Cannabis Radio.
Welcome to the Paul Wharton Show on SiriusXM Channel 141, featuring celebrities, fashion, lifestyle, beauty, and hot topics. I'd like to welcome to the show the one, the only, the fabulous Miss Vivica A. Fox.
There's a good old saying, early bird catches the worm, yeah, right? Mm-hmm. And that check.
I'm Michael Eric Dyson here.
My sidekick, my homeboy, Mr. Darnell Perkins.
Hi, handsome. How are you, my love?
Hey, it's Vanessa Williams. Tune into my dear friend show, Paul Wharton, only on SiriusXM Channel 141.
Hi, everybody. It's Jennifer Lewis. Yes, the mother of Black Hollywood. And I want you all to listen to the Paul Wharton Show on SiriusXM Channel 141.
Hey, fabulous people. Welcome to the Paul Wharton Show on SiriusXM Channel 141, as Miss Jennifer Lewis said. I'm Paul Wharton, and we're very happy to be coming to you from the Full Service Radio Studio at the Line Hotel in Washington, D.C., where my girl Alexia is in the booth being her cool, calm, and collected self. Hey, Alexia.
Hey, Paul.
And my friend, real estate sale, just estate sale junkie, actually, not real estate, estate sale junkie. Well, that too. Champagne enthusiast and kaftan king, Mr. Darnell Perkins, is in studio to share his extraordinary adventures and unique way of looking at the world. Hello, Darnell.
Hi, Paul. Good to see you again, my friend.
Your turban is giving me that vibe.
Oh, thank you.
A whole
you.
Dionne Warwick. What did she have? Psychic friends? Dionne psychic friends?
Oh, wow. Well, remind me to burn it. Bad hair day, but I do love the turban. It's something I picked up off a stand in Miami.
Like you
one of the vendors, actually, yeah.
I was right. So, you know, the estate sale king.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Captain queen.
Absolutely.
All that stuff.
All of the above.
All that stuff. So what did it talk about giving of yourself to a person, a charity, to a complete stranger? How important is it to you to just slow down and listen? I had something very interesting happen that I wanted to share. Week before last, I'm walking on the street, and you know, it's always bothered me in Washington, D.C. We live in the most powerful city in the world.
Yes.
And yet, you can't go two blocks without seeing several homeless people.
Yes.
And I never could quite figure that out. So it bothered me so much so that years back, I reached out to the Capital Area Food Bank.
Okay.
To become their ambassador against hunger, and they engaged me, and we worked together for about 5 years. So for those of you that don't know, the Capital Area Food Bank is under the Feeding America umbrella. So the Capital Area Food Bank is the hunger relief hub in Washington, D.C., in the D.C. area, and they service D.C., Maryland, and Virginia with 30 million pounds of food, half of which, 15 million pounds of that is fresh produce.
Awesome.
They feed about 600,000 people a year. D.C. is ranked between 1 in 2 in children that are at risk for hunger in the entire United States.
Are you serious?
In the entire United States.
That's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. So there's definitely a need there. And, you know, I just got a lot of enjoyment just getting in there and figuring out where I could lend my support. Shout out to General Motors. They were one of the first people, corporations that I reached out to. And when I became the ambassador against hunger at the Capital Area Food Bank, we were doing this thing around the holidays where it was called Stuff a Truck.
Okay.
And Stuff a Truck is where we would park up at the Giant or Safeway store, and the people would go in and they would buy, you know, canned produce and all that. And then they would drop it off at the truck, and we would try to stuff a big tractor trailer.
Yes.
And then that got bigger and bigger. And I was able to talk to my friends at General Motors, and they actually donated a truck to the Capital Area Food Bank.
That was awesome.
You know, along with cash and some other needed things. So, Darnell, where do you feel the need? I know you were out earlier delivering flowers to the elderly, and I just thought that was absolutely fabulous.
Oh my God.
So how do you give back, Darnell?
Well, it started years ago. You all have heard me mention so many times about my grandmother, my father's mother, the late Melissa Blow Perkins. We called her Mom Zion. And speaking of homelessness, as a kid, I had the pleasure of meeting, I don't know if you're familiar with Mitch Snyder. And Mitch Snyder was responsible. He's the guy that did the hunger strike for the shelter that's right down on 2nd and D in Northwest D.C.
now. I'm
so
familiar.
He's the person. Mm-hmm. So it started. It started probably by the age of 5 or 6 years old when we were told to give back, and we didn't understand the meaning of giving back. And like you said about the kids, you know, I love old people. You know, I hang out with my Uncle Tally. He's 97 years old. I hang out with him every weekend.
Love
every
Uncle
every
Tally.
Monday. We
love
go, we go eat. We go to dinner. But it's something about that transition with children and then with elderly. And have you heard the saying that once you, when you get older, like when you become an elder, it's like the roles reverse?
Absolutely.
Meaning we become more of the parent, or we become more of the caregiver. So with me, I'm with seniors, so people that are elderly all the time. But it's just something about flowers that put a smile on my face. It puts a smile on. I know
Absolutely.
Every time I come to your condo, you always have. I mean, hell, you have a flower vase in the living room. You have one, I do the same.
Yeah.
And so, if it can brighten up my day, and I know it brightens up your day, Paul. I just know when I don't know the seniors. I will go to either a senior home, or if I see a senior citizen. You know, there are people that are still working that are like in their 70s and 80s. And if I see them like at a bus stop, or if they have on their uniform, or you can tell that they've had a long day, I just like to just give them flowers. And so and I get these flowers actually from Arnold Place, who's my girlfriend, Tracy Arnold, who's a part of a woman's shelter. And so they pretty much donate the flowers for the senior component.
Okay.
So that's my duty, being a part of Arnold Place, to go out and to put smiles on seniors' faces.
I love that.
Do you?
I
love it too. I get so much joy.
You know what I used to do, volunteer when I was in high school? I used to volunteer at a nursing home. Nobody even asked me.
Aren't
I didn't even
funny?
Get credit.
Oh my God, but aren't they funny?
I didn't get credit or anything, but you know what I thought? Because one thing I remember hearing from very early on, my first recollection of giving back is I used to hear people saying, well, I ain't got nothing to give back. That just stuck with me.
Really?
I don't know where I was where I heard that. But someone said, I ain't got nothing to give back.
And somebody need to give to me.
Somebody need to give to me.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing myself. I'm out here trying to make it my own. Now, that can be so. But I started to think about, because as a kid, I didn't have any money to give. But I started to think, well, what can I give? It's not going to cost me anything. I would get so much enjoyment out of going over there to that nursing home. Maybe that's why I got into entertainment. I used to love to go in their little community room.
Yeah.
And I remember, well, one lady I knew, she was the mother of a much older friend of mine.
Okay.
And she was in there. And she would play the piano, and I would be singing. And
so that's where you got your start?
I got my start at the Laurel Nursing Home.
But you know what?
Yeah.
You gave your time.
Yeah.
And time is priceless. People can give you money. They can give you gifts. They can... your time... Time is priceless.
Yes.
So by you giving your time and going, you'd be surprised. People ask me all the time, because you know I don't have kids. I have godchildren and play nieces and nephews. But people ask me all the time. They say, "But Darnell, you're at that age. Or what are you going to do? I mean, have you ever thought about adopting? Or what are you going to do when you get older? Who's going to take care of you?" Well, I'm very familiar of cases where people are with people that have children and have grandchildren, and they do not, and they do not take care of them. They do not come to visit them. They don't do anything for them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like you said, what you did, that's what I'm doing. You're giving your time.
Yeah.
You're showing, you're giving people, you know, you're showing them that, you know, that they still matter. And that's what really, really, really makes a difference.
It really does make a difference. It really does. And so I just encourage people to get involved wherever they can, you know, in your community. There's so many ways to get involved. Washington Life Magazine, where we live, they just did a feature, a complete issue on balls and galas. It's so interesting how you, in Washington, how you can be involved in these things. It's about the charity, but you know, it's all glitzed
up. See, you like all that. You like putting on tuxedos. You were at, where did you go last weekend? And I told you, I was like, oh my God, but I didn't feel like,
HRC.
I didn't feel like putting on a tuxedo.
Yeah, Human Rights Campaign. Oh, by the way, Alfonso David, check him out. He is the first African American president and CEO of HRC.
Oh, congratulations.
He is rocking it. Did you see my Insta story?
I did. That was awesome. Congratulations.
Okay, so for our listeners, I definitely get around and sometimes are. You know, people say, well, gosh, you share a lot of your travels and a lot of your experiences. You know, I do that because for me, I am taking along any and everyone who doesn't have the opportunity to be in that room, on that boat, on that island, in that boardroom, or at the HRC dinner where you are. Oh, look at you.
Oh, you're wow. Getting ready. Oh, wow. You're doing us such a huge favor. Thank you so much for sitting there at those fabulous dinner parties, eating all that fabulous food and drinking all of that wonderful champagne and on those beautiful yachts.
See, you're focused on the food and I'm focused on the message. See, that's the difference.
No, I said, you already know, darling.
You're like, pan down. What they serving?
No, I only go to events that have fabulous food and open bar. I don't do the cash bar. We already talked about. Let's get back to the charity. Get back to what you were talking about.
I was just talking about HRC, which you brought up. And yes, that was fabulous. And I was also talking about Washington Life Magazine. They featured me in the current issue. It's called the Balls and Galas issue. And as you know, I just joined the board of City Dance.
Oh, that's awesome.
I did.
We went to the event.
To the gala last year.
At the Lincoln Theater.
At the Lincoln Theater. And this year, I am the gala chair.
Oh, wow.
I'm the gala chair. So it is May 16th. For anyone out there, I would love for you all to check out citydance.org. Check out City Dance Dream on that website. So it's going to be completely fabulous. It's May 16th, 2020. It is at the Lincoln Theater again. And City Dance Dream, let me tell you a little bit about it. So they seek to level the playing field for students living in high poverty DC neighborhoods by providing access to the highest quality dance training, supports and services to ensure achievement in school, and all the resources needed for successful transition to adulthood. So essentially, the show Fame with Debbie Allen.
Yeah.
I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna learn how to fly. Make it too good. My name. Okay. Yes, that was.
Yeah, honey. Yeah.
So essentially, that's the program that they have, and this is what we're supporting. And they do that right here in DC with kids living in these high poverty areas.
So, quick question. So, mm-hmm. you're on the board and everything.
Right? I am.
You got to raise some money.
I do.
I know. Girl, they keep trying to get me on these boards. I was giving, how much money do you need me to raise? That's really good. I was there and it was amazing. Those kids, they danced.
Did they dance?
I mean, you would thought you were at a Broadway production in New York City. They were just awesome. They were awesome, 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 awesome. That was an event I definitely enjoyed.
So I want to share something. I was at one of the other board members' homes. This was for an event. And it was a young lady who was a part of the program, and she got up and spoke, and she was just a kid. And we were also moved, and it was her birthday, and I went out to the outdoor, out by the pool. They had this other bar out there, and the young lady and her friend were out there, and they were just kind of taking it all in, this big house in Calorama. And at a meeting the other day, they brought up that at that time where the young girl came and she spoke, she was actually homeless. She and her family were homeless.
Oh, no.
And Darnell, I burst out crying. Now, I pride myself on being kind of balanced. Like, yeah. I don't really have those high spikes of being, you know,
yeah.
not in front of people.
Yeah.
You know. But I found myself, like, having a very powerful watershed, and I had to think, what is this? What are these tears about? Essentially, I think for me, I never want to be a kind of person that is in a room with a bunch of privileged people, which is where we were,
yeah.
in Calorama, in yeah. a mansion. Yeah. Okay,
that's where the Obamas live, in that area.
Right?
Yeah.
And we've got a young woman who was a part of this program, where we're supporting this program, but yet she's leaving this crazy mansion and going to a homeless shelter. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I feel like I'm a grassroots type person where I'd be like, well, wait a minute, can we help
yeah.
the family in this transitional moment?
Yeah.
You know, where a lot of these people are by the book, you yeah. know, which is, well, you know, we don't want to really get involved in the nuances of the family structure. And if you help this one, can you help the brother and the sister and the father and the mother?
Yeah.
And, yeah. You know, so.
Yeah, but they, you know, but people can do, you can't, you can only do what you can do. And I understand exactly where you're coming from. That reminds me, I kind of think the same way. Like, oh my God, how can I help? How can I make things better or whatever? But they are making things better by actually cultivating her talent. And,
yes,
and,
that's a good and, way of looking
and
at it.
And creating a space where she can come and she can dance. That's what I do like about D.C., even though people talk about gentrification, where you can, now the areas are so mixed and they're so mixed, where you can have $1 million condo and right across the street it can be like a housing, mm-hmm. A low income type building, mm-hmm. or whatever. I think it's good for people to see it. I think it's good for people to be a part of it, mm-hmm. because it makes you strive to get to that place. You know what I mean?
I guess so.
Yeah, I
do. I do know what you mean. I think for me, because sometimes I find, you know, in a sense of being on a board or whatever, and these things in D.C., you find yourself to be one of the few Black faces,
yeah.
and then you're helping other Black people through these charities, but then they come into the mix. And to me, I just had a hard time with this young woman coming, us bringing her into, I thought it was a little insensitive, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
If I imagine myself being in that position, and then you have these people that, yes, they're supporting you through this charity, but you're coming into this extremely wealthy environment, and we're sending you back to your, you know, homeless shelter. I don't know. It's tough. It's yeah. tough.
It is tough. Or you can look at it on the flip side. Suppose they didn't invite the kids, and they never come on flip side.
Come on flip side. Yeah.
You know, you mm-hmm. can be. You know, it can be. That's. It's a flip side to that. So again. Let people do what they are comfortable doing in helping. Like we said earlier, it's not just, you know, you can help by so many different ways.
Yeah.
And so their way is creating, what is the name of the organization again?
It's City Dance Dreams.
City Dance Dreams.
And let me tell you something. They provide a comprehensive tuition-free dance program integrated with wraparound academic college readiness and family services, oh, wow. for grades 3 through 12.
Wow.
So that's awesome. Pretty, yeah.
No, that's
so
a
that'll
lot.
Take you from age 8 to 18.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
That is a lot. Kudos to them. Congratulations.
You know, there's a part of me, because I'm from Cleveland, because I was raised the way that I was. I remember my dad driving down the street when I was young, and he would like pick up a hitchhiker. I mean, you know, it was like, hey, what's going on? Your tire's down, you know, jump in the truck.
Different day. I wouldn't dare. 2020.
Okay, you wouldn't dare. Now, let me tell you something else based on that, not daring. Sometimes we're moving around so fast.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have our AirPods in or our earphones or whatever, and we listen to our music, and we, oh, gotta get where I'm going. Oh, yeah. I'm late. Oh, I don't have time to stop and talk. And you know, you're used to people kind of reaching out and say, hey, could you help me with such and such? Oh, I got to go. Oh, I don't have anything. I can't help. Okay. I try not to be that person, even though a lot of times I am going somewhere. Yeah. Okay. I'm walking across from downtown DC to my neighborhood, and I'm walking across Thomas Circle, and a little old lady comes up to me. And she stops me, and she looked like she was going to ask for money or something. And I said, you know, Paul, just stop. I know you're in a rush, but just stop for a minute and listen to what this lady has to say. And we started talking, and I actually recorded the woman. I didn't share it on social media. I recorded her because instantly there was a powerful message. Alexia, do you have that little tape? And I don't know how it's going to come out. We just dropped it to Alexia, but let's see if you can make this out.
Louise, you don't have to have another night. This is my new friend, Louise Cannon. And I wish you all the best, Louise.
Thank you.
I really do, Louise. I'm so happy we connected out here on the street today. I really am.
Yeah.
You'll see me again.
I have no family. I have a son in a wheelchair there with me.
Yeah.
And we don't go around people that much because he don't like me to ask people to help us.
Yeah.
He said, Marty, thank you, be big, and you don't do that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I worked all my life.
Yeah. It's just tough.
All my life.
How come your pension is not enough, Louise?
It's nothing. My pension ain't for $900 a month.
Okay. How much is your rent?
$700.
Oh, okay.
And I have to buy my medicine. Medicaid don't give me nothing. I have Kaiser, but I had to drop my pharmacy card.
Okay.
Because I couldn't pay the $300 no more.
Okay.
So I just kept the doctor for it, and I paid for my medicine.
Well, you're going to go have a nice meal tonight, right?
Okay, baby,
at Brass Rebeck. You're going to go have a nice meal, okay? All right, baby.
Okay.
You go on down there and get you something.
I will.
All right, baby?
I hope I see you.
All right, I'm praying for you.
Okay, baby.
And I got your address. I'm going to send you something nice. Okay. I mean.
All right, so that was.
Oh.
Yeah, that right.
That was so awesome. But you do that all the time. You do that a lot.
I do that a lot, but this was different to me because I was in that gotta get where I'm going. Yeah. Gotta get where I'm going. And I was like, I had a suit on and I was moving. And I didn't have any cash. I had credit cards. I didn't have any cash to give her.
Yeah.
And she was hungry. And if you heard her, she said she gets $900 from her pension. She has a son that lives with her that's in a wheelchair. This woman was in her 70s. Her son's probably in his 50s. She worked all of her life.
Yeah.
Her rent's $700. Her medication is $300. Well, we're already $100 over her pension. Where's
that's
the food?
That's not included. Yeah.
Where's the utilities?
Absolutely. Wow.
So you have this woman whose son is disabled. He's in the apartment. She's out walking the street. The son doesn't want her to ask anybody for anything. She was hungry, Darnell, when I saw her. She looked like my grandmother.
Your spirit, you mm-hmm. know, your spirit connected. Your spirit told you to stop and talk with that woman to help her. Mm-hmm. And that's why you have to really, really, that spirit connection is very, very, very important. Because like yourself, I may be rushing, but there are times that spirit would tell you, you need to talk to that person. That person needs your help. Mm-hmm. That person just needs a hug. That person needs whatever that you can do. So you sent her over to, we went to the place we went to brunch to Sunday?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So
she's going to enjoy that.
So the reason why she was saying, oh, I'm not dressed good. And she said, oh, that's a fancy place. I can't go in there. I said, oh, yes, you can.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you're going in there. But I couldn't convince her to go and sit in there. She wouldn't. But she went and I called and they actually asked me, they said, oh, you don't need to post anything about this. And I'm not trying to exploit her. What I want to do is I want to tell people sometimes you got to stop.
Yes.
And you got to listen.
Yes.
And you have to take someone at their word. Not everyone is trying to get over on you. But I do want to give props to Adam, the manager of Brass Rebec, and Chef Robert Wiedmeyer. They're my great friends. My friend owns that place in Marcel's. The Oyster Bar is here. He's got 11 places. He's been very blessed. But I knew that my name and my credit's good enough for me to say to her, you go over there to Brasserie Beck. This is why I stay in Washington, D.C., because the community that we have here. I could live in New York. I could live in L.A. Lived in New York in the past. But I stay in Washington, D.C. because we built an amazing community, a universal family.
Yes, we did.
In it's a sense.
Wonderful. I thought you was going to say you stay here because I'm here. Oh, my God. So do you want to talk about Sunday? Do you not hung out with this fool all... let's go to brunch. Well,
I said, oh, you look like you've been through a lot, Darnell. Let me take you to brunch. I'm going to give you lots of champagne, and I'm going to let you be really rich.
And he did, and you did just that. I tell you, I met him at brunch, and we sat there, and we just drank. I drank as much Blue Clico as I possibly could just stomach. And
over at Brasserie Beck.
At Brasserie Beck. Mm-hmm. And they don't normally fry oysters, but they fried oysters for us because I love fried oysters. They fried the oysters for us, and then we had the waffle, and then they had the egg and the skillet with the potato. Oh, it's just absolutely wonderful. Well, this one he didn't have enough. He wanted to go down to City Center and wanted to do some shopping. And so of course he can afford City Center. I can't. And we went down there and picked up a few things. And we ended up on the rooftop at...
The Conrad.
At the Conrad. Oh, that was awesome.
That was elegant.
And we sat up there and we moved
ran
from...
Ran into some girlfriends.
Angie Gates.
From here in D.C. She is the head of the motion picture and television development division under Mayor Muriel Bowser. So she's running all that. They actually took over the entire BET facility.
I know, and Angie is such a wonderful
person.
Isn't
she awesome?
She's awesome.
She was actually the first African-American director of the Warner Theater. Yeah, she was the first.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah, she was running the Warner Theater.
Wow. Well, she's doing a great job over there at it's called DC Cape, DC TV. What is it called?
It's not DC TV. It's it is the DC Department of Motion Picture. Television Development.
Oh wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And we were over there, and so that's when I started. So for those who don't know, champagne and vodka, that's my thing. So we switched from champagne, and I was over there on the rooftop feeling very grown and sexy, drinking dirty martinis.
Kettle
warmer.
But
you know what? I really got to watch
those
cap
pants. Telling you, them caftans.
They make you gain.
Can we have a PSA? The more you know. You put that caftan on, everything's spreading out.
When I tell you, I've been trying. That's why I can't really, you know, I can't fit anything.
Well, when you go to put your real clothes back on.
And you can't, as we speak, the zipper is open.
No, wait a minute. I'm going to let you talk about me for a second. What about my shirt? My shirt the other day.
I know, but you know what? Sweetie, you bought that shirt out of the kids section. I mean, what did you think?
Oh, you all.
You know what I said? I said, why would you wear that little shirt? You know we're going to be eating all day. And I'm going to tell you.
It was fine when I left the house.
But I'm going to really tell you the truth. So normally when I do hang out with Paul, it turns out to be like four places, five places. I mean, we may start like at 11 or 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and we may end at 11 or 12 or 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
But that's good when you can be around a person that long and we don't get in each other's nerves.
You know what it reminds me of? You know my candle, Aunt Vera's Rolls Royce.
I know. I'm like running out.
You're right. Okay, so I'll get you a new one.
Okay.
So for those of you that don't know, I've got this candle line, and I want it to be about people and places and things that were really important to my life, like monumental, if you will. And my mom's best friend growing up, Vera, drove a green Rolls Royce, okay? And she got that Rolls Royce. It was like it was new when she got it, so... I think it was a 1977. And Vera had the Rolls Royce and a four-speed manual Corvette with the T-tops and side pipes. This is the black woman in the early 80s with the brand new Rolls Royce. And she had the Corvette Stingray with the side pipes. And smoke would come out the side.
I love it.
So that made it really loud. It sounded like a race car or a drag race. You know, she's the original RuPaul's Drag Race. So she and my mom would go out all my whole childhood, all I heard was the click clack of their heels. They would have on these little cute little dresses, and they would put on the highest heels, and they would have their little designer bags, and they would be laughing and drinking.
Yes.
And you would hear them click, 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 and you would hear them click out to that Rolls Royce, and they would get in that, and you would just hear them laughing and the music. And it would be playing 101. I wanna play that game tonight. Oh, one. Yeah. Yeah, Daryl Hall. Hall and Oates. Yeah.
That was before my time.
Okay, sure.
That was before my time.
But anyway, all of those wonderful memories of them spending. There was no, like, mom and Aunt Vera going for an hour lunch. No. When mom and Aunt Vera would leave the house at 11 a.m. on a Sunday, I would hear that Rolls Royce coming back up. We had a big, steep hill. Ooh, I would hear that Rolls Royce at about 3 o'clock in the morning. And the door would open, and you would hear, "Hey, ha, 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 ooh, girl, you crazy. Ooh, girl, you got us, girl, Vera, Brenda. They would be laughing and smiling, and I would just be so elated by that. So the friendship I have with you reminds me of that.
Oh, my God. But you know what? That is really, really a good thing that you can actually... I mean, how many of you can really say that you can really hang with someone like all day and it's like no one is getting on each other's nerves?
Not at all.
No one is like, everyone is just like enjoying what they are enjoying. It's no, oh, you had too much to drink. Oh my God, are you going to eat that? It's none of that. And that's something I think we all should strive for. Mm-hmm. Some of us, like we were talking about when we were talking earlier, and when we were saying, you was like, some people feel like, well, I'm just giving, and no one really gives back to me, or like, who's going to give to us? So who's going to? But Paul, God has blessed us so much where I can't even put into words the blessings that God has bestowed upon you and bestowed upon me. And it's not even, it has nothing to do with items. It has nothing to do with things. It's just even my relatives, when they said, they was like, well, how's Paul? but when people say your name, if they light up, that has nothing to do with financial. That has nothing to do with gifts. That just has something to do with how your spirit relates to the world.
Absolutely.
And how people receive you and receive us. And so, but I want to thank you for Sunday. That was really, 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 really beautiful. I told you I was still recuperating Monday. I don't do anything on Monday.
Well, first of all, you took me way up. Okay, but I'm happy you did.
I took him to Chris Fields. He's not familiar. Chris Fields is a seafood staple. It's right on the Silver Spring line and D.C.
You told me we were going to Petworth. So for those of y'all that aren't in Washington, D.C., we are all the way downtown where I live. Okay? I am used to working within a 4 or 5 block radius.
Yes. He's like, where are we going? This is just too far. I was like, no. I was like, you haven't had Chris Fields?
I didn't know where he was taking me. And we got in that car and we were just going up and further and further. And finally, I looked at you. I said, what? Where are we going? We are almost in Maryland.
I said, sweetie, for 2 more blocks. Just keep going. 2 more blocks. And we were in Chrisfields.
And as soon as we walked in, what did I do? Have a great time.
It
we
was
were meeting
awesome.
All those people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Chrisfields is a staple. It's a seafood place. I love fried seafood. I love fried everything. And but nothing has changed in that restaurant since I was a kid. My grandmother used to take me there. My father used to take me there as a kid. It looks the exact same. There's the paint. Nothing has changed. I don't know if they got the color just sitting in somewhere. The exact same color, the exact same stools, the exact same tables. Nothing has changed.
Well, it was fantastic. And, of course, our nightcap was we went back to Darnell's gallery and we popped a beautiful bottle of
champagne. That was Tanager, yes.
Yes, that was wonderful.
And it was cold. It was wonderful.
Oh, I love you.
I love you too. You're so wonderful. You're so wonderful.
I really do. So, you know, you actually missed my big event at Capital One Cafe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was Saturday.
Yes.
How was that?
It was fantastic. So I just helped to host the launch of the Capital One Cafe in Georgetown. It's right there on the corner, right in the middle of Georgetown on 3150 M Street, right on the corner of M and Wisconsin. 2,865 people came through the doors.
Really?
2,865 people came through the doors, and we lit it up.
Did they give out hors d'oeuvres and all that kind of
stuff?
Was it food and drinks?
All you were concerned about is the food and drinks. It was...
Sweetie, when you talk about grant openings and receptions and stuff, well, of course I'm going to ask about the food and the drinks.
Well, we had money coaches. We had a fabulous DJ that was rocking. We had face painting. We had a caricature artist, a selfie mirror. We had the people from Ben's Chili Bowls, our friend from Ben's Chili Bowl. They were there catering.
That's awesome.
We had people from Baked and Wired. We had tacos. I mean, we just had absolutely everything. That place is truly the personification of banking reimagined, which is what Capital One says.
Wow.
Check it out. And I'm telling you, it is a fantastic place. Whether you're a Capital One member or not, you can come in. You can get money coaching. If you're a student, you can book the conference rooms. You can get your own little startup going and have really fabulous professional meetings there.
That's awesome.
Pete's Coffee. I just really love it. Absolutely love this space.
You got to take me over there.
Come on. I'm going to take you. Absolutely.
Yeah, I want to go
So check it out and see if there's one in your area at CapitalOne.com. You can also follow along. They have a Capital One Cafe Instagram and also, of course, Capital One's Instagram. And you can follow my adventures with Capital One on at Paul Wharton Style on my Instagram. But it just was a fantastic, fantastic event.
That's good. Good for you.
Yeah. So we're doing a few new things. Creatives over coffee, and I'm going to do a live. You and I will actually be doing a live Paul Wharton show on SiriusXM Channel 141 at the Capital One Cafe in Georgetown in November.
Oh, that's going to be
beautiful. We're going to do live. So if you all want to come be a part of the studio audience, you can be there at our live show. I think it'd be fantastic.
Well, thank you for telling me. I'm going to start my keto tomorrow.
Yes, you're always starting something.
I want to start my keto tomorrow. Or I'll find me a beautiful black caftan and put some type of strings or some type of leather or fur or something on it.
Of course you will. Of course you will. So listen, I'm doing a little early birthday celebration out in L.A. In a couple of days, I'm jumping on a flight and I'm heading out to L.A. I'll be staying with Jennifer Lewis. Jennifer Lewis, yes.
Jennifer, I love Jennifer Lewis. Do you remember she sang for me on my birthday?
Yeah, that was I brought her. Now, what kind of friend? You know, in a world full of blockers, you know someone's your friend when they bring
Jennifer,
surprise.
Absolutely. That was so wonderful. I was not expecting that. That was amazing. My good friend Chaka Curtis had put a brunch together for me over at Georgia Brown's, and I did not have no idea. And did she know that Jennifer was coming?
No.
Maybe
I did tell her.
Because she
didn't. Actually, maybe I did, yes.
No one told me. And when I saw you guys walk through the door, I was like, oh my God, I feel so special. That was awesome.
And she got up and sang
that was
with
beautiful.
The band.
I mean, that
wasn't
just
that
was beautiful. And she, I didn't know she can sing like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she can sing.
I mean, she can sing.
She can sing.
Yes.
So she's actually in a new movie, The Addams Family. What's the new Addams Family movie called, Sydney? It's just The Addams Family? It's like a reboot. It's coming out on October 11th in theaters everywhere. Charlize Theron is in it. Bette Midler. And she plays the auntie.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. One thing about that Jennifer Downing, she keeps a job. she keeps a check coming in, okay?
Oh, yes, honey. Like she says that when she's giving a big speech. Oh, money? Oh, I got money. Y'all know I got money. Then she'll say, don't ask me for none. Don't ask me for none.
Oh, she keeps a job, baby. She keeps a job.
And that's something. So I'm going out. So we'll be roommates again. You know, we love our time together. Let me tell you a little bit about our daily schedule. So we get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking I'm going to get up and have some me time. Uh-uh. She hears me walking. She's up. She don't want to miss out on anything. Oh, you up? Okay. I'm getting up too. I'm like, all right. You know, I was going to go down here and meditate, but I'm good.
Okay.
So we go downstairs and then While she's getting ready, I walk down to our little coffee shop down the street, Steve's Coffee, and I get our coffee and I come back. And then we get on our bikes. We get on our bikes and we decide where we're going to venture off to. And you are just a mess. You are an absolute...
Oh my God, he was cute. I love
can't
those
even
beards.
Do this with you.
I love the beard. I love those long beards.
We cannot... We're in a studio that has glass walls, and I'm going to tell you something. Working with someone who...
I don't want him.
You
I
are just, easily distracted.
No, he's real. He was cute. He was like 6'4 with a long beard and beautiful black hair.
I'm talking about living my best...
You think I can't sing him? Sweetie, okay, get to the... Okay, bottom line. Are you guys going to go to that little place where they serve you wheatgrass drinks?
And no, we decided not to do that for my birthday.
Okay, because I don't know about that.
A lot on your urging. You know, these people know that I went to Optimum Health Institute down in San Diego with Jennifer, and she cursed everybody out, which is no secret. Tell me not to the people there. You know, it's just, it's traumatic. You go from eating real stuff, from having real wine and whatever else, and then nothing.
I know. But what so where are you guys going to eat dinner?
Oh, we're going to do... She's taking me... She and Vanessa Williams. Okay. Vanessa has a concert at the Thousand Oaks Performing Arts Center on October 11th. If you're in LA, get tickets to that.
Okay.
And I'll be there with Jennifer that night. And the night before, they're going to do a little birthday mix-up for me.
Oh, that's
in Malibu.
Be
so we're going to be... We're going to go out to Malibu for my birthday on the 10th. In my... My birthday isn't until the 16th.
Okay.
So I'll be back in D.C. by then for my birthday.
So I got to host a little something for you, like a small little reception for only 10 of your people.
Yeah.
10 would do something at the gallery, like a small sit-down dinner party.
I think we absolutely...
I would love... And I'll cook. I'll make crab cakes.
Oh, my gosh, Darnell, would you?
I'll make crab cakes. So you tell me no more than 10.
You keep saying that. Okay, I get 10. It. I get it.
Because the place, the gallery, it only holds 40 people. And Paul knows a lot of people, darling. I don't want people just coming to, is this Paul's dinner party? I'm like, yeah.
Okay, so as of the day that this show airs, there will be a new section on my website that chronicles my time in Montauk and all those recipes that I made. So we did video. We have cooking segments. All of the recipes will be up. Some of my blogs and telling the different stories about Montauk and how I feel about it and different places I like to go and what I like to do. And of course, just my experience here at the house. Yeah. So if you want to check that out and you want to get some great recipes for my famous quiche, I made a fabulous shrimp and scallop quiche. And I actually take credit for, I saw Chairman Hall making quiche on her Instagram. I taught her how to make quiche.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I had your quiche. It was good.
It's great, huh?
I loved it. It was good.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we did a shrimp and chicken andouille sausage pasta, which I made and step by step, took people through all the steps of that. We just made lots of fun things. You know, if you're hosting... at the beach or just hosting in your home several friends. There's lots of great recipes and little fun stuff. So you can check all those videos out at paulwhartonstyle.com. What's coming up for you this fall? Are you doing any events at the gallery?
We are doing, you know, I sit on the board for Arnold Place, and we're doing a fundraiser for the women's shelter there and a toy drive. So I'm looking forward to that. And we have... already started booking holiday parties. So if you want to host a holiday party at my private gallery, you can contact me, inbox me on The Darnell, and I will make sure I will host your amazing party, 40 people or under, 40 people or less, because that's all the gallery can hold.
I love it. I love it. And I also want to talk about the Blue Hope Bash 2019. It is being co-chaired by my very good friends, Curtis and Amanda Polk, and Stan and Nina Snow. And this is to benefit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance. It's a big, fun, fabulous bash. People, we really, as we get on up in age, even if you're 40 years old as a man, you know, you got to get your colonoscopies a little early. You got to do it every year. We have a friend named Michelle Bename, and she actually passed away a few years ago from colon cancer.
Yeah.
And so we do this in her honor. We're hosting a few events leading up to the big event on November 2nd. But if you're in D.C., you can get the tickets by going to CC Alliance. That's the Colorectal Cancer Alliance website, ccalliance.org. Click on Blue Hope Bash, and you can donate, you can buy tickets, or you can actually sponsor the event.
That's going to be beautiful. That's November 2nd. Wow, time is going. We are right. November is next month.
Yes.
Thanksgiving next month.
Yeah, and that's
something. Wow, November 2nd. All right, I got to put that on my calendar. That's something I want to go to.
Put that on your calendar. Now, we told Carla Hall when she was on the show that we're going to do a Thanksgiving cook-off. I want to talk to you about that, and I also want to chat you up a little bit about holiday, because I am in pre-production. We're planning this new holiday special.
That's going to be wonderful.
Yeah,
that's
So I want you in the mix. What do you think you can add to the flavor? What kind of tips do you like to share with people for holidays?
Oh my God, don't buy everything store-bought from Costco. Costco has become everyone's best friend when it comes down to entertaining. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. Whatever you can do, even if you make really great deviled eggs, make a great deviled egg. But learn how to, learn how to, when you want to ask someone else to do it, delegate.
Right.
Learn how to delegate. So if you know your auntie or someone makes really, really, really fresh, good collard greens, call them now.
Yes.
November's next month. Call them now and be Paul, can you really, really do me a favor? Can you just whip me up some of those wonderful collard greens for my beautiful dinner? If you know someone that don't cook. Now, the only thing I suggest that you can go buy, and if you don't know how to cook it, we always honey bake. Just go to get your ham.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nobody making ham. You can't make one better than honey bake. You just can't.
You cannot make a ham like
it
honey bake.
It doesn't matter. You know, people fry chicken, but you can always find somebody that can fry chicken better than you can buy. You can't get nobody to make a better ham than that.
You cannot. So that's I'll give you a pass on go to Honey Bake and get yourself a ham. But when it comes down to like the stuffing and all that kind of stuff, you gotta use the juice from the turkey.
But you know, the thing is, you can delegate different dishes.
Yes.
A lot of times people think it's a badge of armor to cook everything. You'd be next to like getting ready to pass out.
Not unless you really know how to cook everything and it's really, 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 really good. But like we start cooking like days before, like my girlfriend Lori Stift's family, they start cooking like if Thanksgiving is on a Thursday, they would start like on that Sunday. Oh, and goodness. They would just start cooking up everything. So it takes a minute. Don't try to prepare your holiday dinner the day I'm just about to put my chair.
Right.
Oh wow. Is it going to be ready by 4? You think?
Exactly. And speaking of all this holiday cooking and eating, my friends at Batar Cosmetic Institute, online at batarinstitute.com.
There you go. There you go.
You heard them on the show last week. Dr. George Batar and Z, his medical esthetician, they were on talking about the latest advancements and aesthetic enhancements. And if you need a little something off the side or off the front, you can maybe check them out for cool sculpting. There's also other things like M-Sculpt, which is the equivalent of doing 20,000 sit-ups in 30 minutes. There's Exilus 360, which you can use to tighten the skin on the face, also oil therapy. And to get that glow like J-Lo, you can check out Hydra Facial. So check them out at BatarInstitute.com.
When are you taking me?
Yeah, you keep saying
Can I just go and just tell them I'm on your tab?
No, I don't. I have to go with you.
Okay.
Because I'm afraid you'll abuse the privilege.
No,
I really am.
I just want some. What you just did when you said you want to take you've been doing a lot of sit ups.
A little cool sculpting. Oh, you want the M sculpt?
I want that, yeah.
Yeah. You want the M sculpt or the cool sculpting?
I want the M sculpting.
I love that. Okay, well, check them out at BatarInstitute.com. Listen, if you are in the corporate world and you are looking to zhuzh up your lunches and corporate catering, Try Hungry is the place for you. They have a variety of affordable food catered to your office. It is highly affordable. Their catering starts at $10 per person with a wide selection of entrees, sides, desserts, and drinks. They have unlimited variety. You can choose your menu from over 100 plus local chefs and adjust it to your team's preferences. And it's hassle-free. Their reliable delivery team will deliver on time, set up, and clean up your freshly prepared meal. Check out tryhungry.com, now available in Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Philly, Boston, and New York. Tell them that the Paul Wharton Show on SiriusXM sent you for 10% off your first order.
Sounds good.
Sounds fantastic. And while you're at it, you need an office space?
No.
Well,
I work from home. I work from home.
That's because I do. And yes, you do, because they're a sponsor. Metro Offices.
Oh my God. They had that. You remember we did, I was at your office and yeah. I was acting like I would say, oh my God, I want to be the receptionist. And I was answering the phone. Have people seen that? Have they heard that? That was, you remember that?
It's on my Instagram. Check out my @PaulWhartonStyle Instagram for Darnell cutting up. It's a wonder I still have the lights on over there at my office. But I want to share with you about Metro Offices. They have 30 years of inspired offices in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. They have a workspace for every work style. They are the home of Paul Wharton style. Everything from private offices, dedicated desks, meeting rooms, or if you're just getting started, a virtual office. They have phone answering and mail receiving. They give you the identity you need to scale your business and become successful. With locations all throughout the DC, Maryland, and Virginia area, they are the solution for you. Check them out at metrooffice.com/10 or call 703-596-1545 and let them know that the Paul Wharton Show on SiriusXM sent you for a very special gift. And I mean special.
How special?
Very special. Give them a call and they will hook you up. What do you think about that, Darnell?
I think it's wonderful. That's going to hook you up with what?
They're going to hook you up.
Like what?
Give them a call and you let me know.
Excuse me, Paul told me to call, darling. What are you hooking me up with?
The only thing that motivates you is a discount. That's what.
Tweety, I said I'm an entrepreneur, darling. I live on a fixed income.
You and this fixed income. Oh, I'm
on a
fixed,
sweetie. I live on a fixed income. Of course I want a discount.
You and this fixed income. So Darnell and I are deciding great real estate adventures. You know, we're figuring out where we want to be in our old age. We've decided that, you know, maybe
either New Jersey,
meeting the love of our lives may not happen,
and no,
we might just be each other's constant companion and soulmate. So yeah, there is a house in New Jersey that we're looking at.
New Jersey or
no, Cleveland?
No. I want my own house. I'm not. No, I know.
But you're gonna help me set up that big old house.
Oh, absolutely.
That I'm gonna
move out. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you're gonna help me. I need help.
Oh, absolutely.
I can't be there by myself. I'm scared.
Guess what? So, how much more time? Do we have a minute? So, yeah. I always think, like, what, like, if you were worth millions and millions and millions of dollars, like, do you really want to live in, like, a really big mansion? Or do you want to have, like, cute little penthouse, like, not little, but cute penthouses? And when I say square footage, meaning, I think 5,000 is good for one person for me. I can be worth 100 million, 50 million, 200 million, whatever. I don't think I can do the mansion thing by myself. Now, if I did find
a
really
big,
now if I did find, but old mansions are not as big as like these really palatial Las Vegas mansions they're building now, like in California. They're just way too big. When I think of a mansion, I'm thinking like of an old mansion that may be like on 16th Street or in the Calorama area. It's maybe 8,000 square feet.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But we're not talking, I don't want no 20,000. I don't want no, no. That's,
right.
That would be too much for me.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with money. Even if I were worth $100 million, that would just be too much. But I would love to have a beautiful mansion to throw amazing parties and fundraisers.
So we can use your
mansion.
Maybe we will. Maybe if that is meant to be,
yeah,
then it will be.
Yeah. But then again, if you get a mansion, that means I might want one.
You're going to want one.
Depends if there's a cute one next door to
you. Why don't you move into the guest house? I just did that for a reaction. I mean, there's a guest house, honey.
Why don't you move to the guest house, honey? Honey, you move to the guest house, honey.
You know what?
Because I'm not moving to the guest house, sweet pea.
All right, fine. But then you go pay those property taxes down the street and see how you like it.
Yeah, darling. Yeah,
you'll
be back. I'm not moving.
I want to shout out my producer in the booth, Alexia. Hey, Alexia.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just want to shout you out because, you know, Alexia holds down the full-service radio studio. Her counterpart, Jack, is off gallivanting in Japan.
In Japan. So fabulous in Japan.
The time of his life.
Yes.
But, Alexia, I just want to give you an acknowledgement because you make everything seemingly so easy, even though I know there's a lot of moving parts and things going on, and I'm dropping you tape, and I'm doing all these different
things. You're doing a lot, Paul. You're doing a lot. But I appreciate you, too.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, Alexia. I just want to say that, yeah, you hold the consciousness over there, and I really like that. Because if I had a spaz over there, I wouldn't be able to, you know, keep it chill here.
We keep you together. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, you do. So thank you for that. Check out fullservice.org.
Fullserviceradio.org.
Fullserviceradio.org. You can get caught up on all of the past Paul Wharton Show episodes. And now with the fabulous Darnell Perkins, you really light up my life, man.
She has a beautiful speaking voice.
She does.
You have a beautiful speaking voice.
Thank you.
Look, maybe you should do voiceovers.
It's beautiful.
I've been thinking about it. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I mean, make yourself a reel. Just do it now.
I mean, you know how to do it.
Like in my office, you know what I say? Like, because Sydney's sitting here, I say this thing, like, do it. Do it now. It's from Devil Wears Prada. Yeah. You know when she said, call her, do it. Wait a do minute. It now.
Do you remember I was in that Uber the other day, and the Uber driver was driving so slow? You remember Amanda yes. Priestley when she told the driver to go? I said, go! Oh, boy.
They going to get you. See, I don't do it in the car. I don't do it when they're in control of my life. I do it for fun.
What do you think about the Uber drivers that are like, I love my elderly people, but they're like in their like 70s or 80s and they need to make a little cash and they drive a little slow. Is that okay? Or can you, is that age discrimination maybe?
I don't know that it's age discrimination. I don't know. I mean, it's tough.
Driving very slow.
Yeah, I'm always, I want them to get on where they're going. I do.
This is my Uber driver. It was a senior, and I was running really, 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 really late, and I was like, "Go!" Was that bad?
Well, generally, you are a little Cruella. You're a little Cruella. You're a little Cruella DeVille of DC.
Go!
Go to PaulWhartonStyle.com and buy an Aunt Vera's Rolls Royce candle. Go to Amazon and buy my book, Pulling It All Together, Essential Style Advice on Being Beautiful, Confident, and Most of All Happy. Go and tell your friends to follow us on Instagram at TheDarnell and at PaulWhartonStyle. And definitely go and tell your friends to listen to The Paul Wharton Show on SiriusXM Channel 141. Fridays at 6 p.m., Saturdays at 5 p.m., and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. I love you, Darnell.
I love you more, my love.
You're my friend. You're now, my friend. Go! Bye, guys!
Paul's here, pulling it all together. He's there for you if you need to feel better. Paul's here, pulling it all together.